The time to start believing in fairy tales and superheroes again. To venture the world and across the galaxy. Because here is where the magic happens.
What's up, everyone, and welcome to Where the Magic Happens. Today is April 1st, and in today's episode, you're joining us to drink and eat around the world at Epcot. That's right, we are going to tell you all of our favorite drinks and foods that we must have whenever we are roaming the countries at Epcot. If you're a fan of the podcast and looking for more than just our weekly podcast episodes, you can also find us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, our free Discord, which is a lot of fun talking with all the other listeners. You can also find us on Patreon, where you can become a part of our Magic Mafia family and get all sorts of bonus content, take part in virtual nights, and a whole lot more. Make sure you head to our website, magichappenspodcast.com, to join this and any of the other outlets I just mentioned. Last but certainly not least, if you like what you hear, please make sure to help us out and leave a 5-star review and some fun words on Apple Podcasts and other podcast platforms. Big shout out goes out to M6 Maniac for their review, saying, "The OGs are back. So quick question, I would love to have y'all's autograph in my Disney influencer autograph collection. I've been listening to y'all for so long." I would love to do that. I think we'd all be down to do that. We need to figure out how. So M6 Maniac, feel free to like DM us or something on Instagram or email us and let us know the best route to go for that. I don't know how we would be able to sign it unless we just like mailed it everywhere. So that'd be fun. We don't get asked for autographs that often, so that's good. But also, just real quick, not a shout out at all, but we had a good giggle when someone named Sullivan called us trash. No, we got a good old 1-star review. It just said trash. That's all it said. And I got to say, my first thing in my head was like, how can I turn this? And listen, one man's trash is another man's treasure. So you're welcome.
You know, and I, first of all, too, how can you listen to the intro and be like, that's trash? I want to go on record. I want to say it right now. I personally believe, I don't care if you go through any Disney or Universal, you know, first minute of their podcast, first intro, we'll say everybody's intro, and tell me that we don't have a top three.
The intro says it all.
Everybody's got that, please stand clear of the doors. Por favor. But everybody's rocking that one, right? Or the R2D. Everybody. And I'm not saying, I've been inspired. I've been influenced by, is that the right words, right? By these other podcast creators to create the best intro. So based off the intro alone, you cannot say this is trash. But it is Treasure Island Studios. And like Jared just said, one man's trash is another man's treasure. And that is our new slogan here at Treasure Island.
I was going to say, I am a host on the show, and I will still say that our intro is the best part of the entire episode every single week.
It's so good. It just gets you like amped up every time. And I got to say, listen, I'm not perfect. I can be trash sometimes. Listen, I agree with you, but do not call the podcast trash. Come on. These guys are great.
So, you can say my voice is trash. We've gotten that one a couple times.
We've gotten that one before.
My voice is trash.
Yeah. Jarrett seems like a tool. I've seen it all. It's great. But
I mean, facts are facts, Jer.
Yeah. Corey, he's a... I'm just... Oh, wait, no.
So
Corey
attractive. He's got the sexiest voice. I've heard it all, too.
I don't think I've ever heard a mean thing about Corey, honestly.
I don't either. Corey's always got it going on. Yeah,
good got job, a really Corey. Good PR team on my side. So
yeah, it's good. Dude, it's good balance for us on the other side. But no. But yeah, leave those reviews. It does mean a lot when you leave those 5-star reviews. Again, if you support us, just, anything helps. So... But yeah, let's introduce your team here for this week's episode here in the studio. Again, my name is Jarrett, and I'm joined today by Lindsay and Corey, as you have heard. We don't have Piper. We don't have Mark. Always sad to miss a member. I had to miss last week, but I'm back in full force, ready to go. I needed a break from these guys, so it's I'm feeling energized.
I was going to say, Jarrett, you missed out because, you know, I love a good competition. And everyone was saying, I don't know, Jarrett might have given you a run for your money, but we'll never know.
I have to say, I haven't listened to the episode yet. And I know two things from this episode. Number one, Lindsay kicked ass. That's all I know for that part. And I feel like I could have given you a run for the money, but I still think you would have been really good at it. Second off, I am getting eggplant emojis just like crazy. And I don't know what this whole, I don't know what the episode was or who said what, but shout out to everybody who's been sending me eggplant emojis from last week. These guys know what it is, but yeah. So it was just really funny. Like the first couple, like the first one, especially, I was like, I don't know this person, but wow. All right. This is, this guy, I've got a fan.
Sliding in there.
Let's go slide there. In the old DMs.
It's a bold move.
I respect that move. Hello. But then I started to get like 10 of them. I'm like, okay, this is out of control. Maybe I just look good. I don't know. But no, it was really funny. So shout out to whoever did that on this episode of just making everybody send eggplants to me.
Jarrett, I would like you to pause and think about that real quick. Out of the four of us, who do you think?
Anything to do with that sort of shape at all is Mark. So I'm guessing it was Mark, but yeah, that's funny. It's funny throughout the week, Mark. I don't want to go on a tangent on this because he's gone. So this is good. Like, let's get away from all the
a muffin man
talk that Mark does. But but Mark will send our like group texts like all the time. It's just like anything near the shape of it. I'm like, Mark, what is in your head? Like your head is in the gutter, bro. But anyway, we don't need to talk
like
about
he's
that.
He's like in Superbad where he's like
the tank and stuff.
He's got that issue where everything he sees, hot dogs, popsicles, the best kinds of food, everything is just shaped like it. And he's just got that. He just draws them every.
You know what kind of foods are shaped like that?
The best kinds.
They literally made me stop eating foods that were shaped like no hot dogs, no popsicles. You know how many foods are shaped like the best kinds?
Yeah. I don't, it's really messed up.
I love it. But no, anyway, let's go around the room here, the old studio. I just have a couple things to talk about. Relating to us, March Magicness has been going on. The voting's been a lot of fun. We're getting a lot of people voting. So thank you for everyone that's been taking part in that on our social media. As we are recording this, it's down to the final four. So just saying, when this episode's getting released, it's the day of the finals when this is getting released. So I don't know. We don't know what's happened in the final four yet. Just know we record usually a little bit before. So just know that we've got a tight race at the top of our seedings or our standings. So good luck to everybody out there that's doing that as we head into the championship round for you. The winner will be announced this week as this is getting released. So we've got some great brackets out there that are really good. We've also got some really, really bad brackets that were turned in, including the bottom four or the bottom three or four. Two of our cast members here are in the bottom. Mark has officially gotten dead last. He can't get, nobody can surpass him from last place, which is really, really bad. Corey, you're one of the others. You're in the bottom.
Jaws, man, ruined my life.
Jaws ruined you.
I will chime in here. Mark 1,000% deserves to be at the bottom. Corey does not. Corey does not deserve to be at the bottom.
I think what we noticed is obviously a lot of Disney fans. So people like to vote Disney over, I think, some of those Universal villains that we know, other than Voldemort, who is in the final four. Don't know if he's made it to the finals. We'll see. But he's holding strong right now, I think, for the Universal side of things. But like, yeah, both of these two have went strongly towards universal villains. So I don't know. It's a tight race. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you again for everybody that's taken part in it and been voting. And yeah, we'll announce a winner this week once the voting here has finished for the finals. And then speaking of that, for we talked about Mark being in last place. He is adamant that our bonus episode for Patreon for this month to start the month is going to basically be a rant on how voting has gone for March Magicness. So he really wants to like get into it. So he, along with, I think, a couple of us, maybe some Patreon members, I think, are going to join as well. We're going to be releasing some content here shortly of just an overall breakdown of everything that's happened with our tournament. It's going to be funny. I promise you this will be a lot of fun to listen to. So if you want to listen to that, make sure you head to our Patreon page again and become a member of our Magic Mafia family. And then last thing about Patreon, we will actually be streaming the March Madness Championship game on our Discord page. So for all of our Captain and First Mate tiered members, the Monday, this is getting released, this episode, you're listening to this right now, opening day, tonight, we are actually going to be streaming the games, which will be a lot of fun. So make sure you head on over, join, and then, yeah, you can become a part of that stream and just have fun with us. So that's all I have for Patreon. Do you guys have anything just around the room, Lindsay?
Well, I also wanted to talk about Patreon for a second. I believe April 25th on Patreon, we are doing our first ever Disney After Dark episode. It will be with the Miser Brothers. There might be an extra friend or two joining us. But you know Mark's sense of humor. I'm assuming you know that I have a similar sense of humor. This episode is going to be,
it's gonna like be rowdy.
Wild here. So if you want a super fun, exciting, probably horrible episode, make sure you sign up for Patreon because this is going to be good.
And pending on us listening to it before, like after they record, this is very Patreon. We kind of give just full access to everybody else here. I just say, hey, speak your mind, have fun with it. Obviously don't say like certain things that are anything offensive or anything like that, but it's unedited. Like a lot of times with these Patreon episodes, we just let them rant. They can have fun. They can say whatever they want. And Corey doesn't have to sit here and bleep us out all the time. Like sometimes we have to on main episodes. We just have fun with it. So if you're looking for a good Disney After Dark episode with, you know, Mark, you know, Lindsay, you know, some others here, that's going to be a lot of fun, I will say, but that's in a few weeks for sure.
Sorry. It will be explicit. Is that the word?
It will be explicit. Okay. Explicit. Yep. There you go. Uh-oh. So we'll leave it at that. That's it. I did want to drop real quick too. So exciting news from the forefront of D23. So Lindsay, myself, and Piper are going to be heading over there for the big Ultimate Fan event going on in August. So I just want to say, I'm not going to get too into it because if you know anything about the event, I'm sure you've already heard this. Getting tickets was the biggest pain in the you-know-what I've ever experienced. It's such a pain. The last time I went with a couple friends, we had a tough time with that as well. This one was just as bad. There were errors going into it. They had some things happen on the first day where, gosh, I'm going to get mad just even thinking about it. But luckily on the third and final day, we found tickets. So we are going to be going. We're going to be having fun at Disneyland. We're going to be having fun at California Adventure. We're going to be having fun at the Expo. So I've gone before. I know Lindsay and Piper have not. So I'm excited to see their thoughts on it all because it's always just complete mayhem, but in a lot of ways, like a good way. It's just so much fun for Disney fans. But we'll get you a ton of content when we're there. So I'm super excited for anyone that is going to be there. Make sure you give us a shout. Let us know. We would love to see you. That would be a lot of fun to do that. But yeah, it was just, I'm telling you, that D23 experience was like, to get the tickets was insane. And I wanted to give a shout out to Amber, who is in our Patreon. She was actually in the queue as well on the very first day trying to get tickets. And she was way ahead of me in the queue to get in. And she tried her hardest to get us tickets on that first day. But it was already like insane mayhem when it got to her. So I just wanted to give a shout out to Amber. It was so awesome. Like, again, Patreon sticking up for us. I love it. Amber, you're amazing. So thank you for trying, but we'll see you there. We're still going to see you there. And I'm super pumped. And then the other thing I had was just, you know, we talk about our Universal too. Epic Universe coming out with that news about the old Isle of Berk, How to Train Your Dragon land that they have. We don't need to get too into it. This isn't going to be like a breakdown of the whole island, but or aisle here, but it looks cool. It looks cool. They're pumping out some pretty interesting rides for that. I don't know if you guys saw like a lot of it, but they have a meet and greet with Hiccup and Toothless, which is going to be pretty freaking cool. Corey, do you not like it? You don't like How to Train Your Dragon?
I do. I actually tried to watch it for the first time. And I feel like I've seen it before. Maybe it's just been years since I have watched it, but turned it on the other night. I kept falling asleep. Yo. So I'm hoping, I know, not on purpose. It was just a long day.
I think but maybe just a long day, dude.
I'm going to revisit it. I liked what I saw. I just kept waking up. I did love the part about the your mother's breastplates for the hat. Yeah. I thought that was pretty, yeah. That was good. Oh, yeah. That was good stuff there. But no, I'm going to dive back in and I'm going to watch it. Are there three out there now? Or there's two?
I think
or there's...
three.
Okay. No, I'm excited.
I haven't even seen the third yet. I've only seen the first two.
Seen some clips, so it should be good. I don't know. I think I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting on the other lands to see more in depth, you know. But I did see some Mario behind the scenes, which I just hope Mario's better than Hollywood. They'll... Please let Mario be better than Hollywood.
And we'll see. We'll see with that. But the... I'm nervous because the rides that they announced, the Hiccup's Wing Gliders coaster, I heard is a family coaster. I think I can be able to do that, but like, it's pretty cool because the coaster goes like all the way around the land, which is kind of cool. Like, it's almost like a like People Mover, but on a roller coaster where you get to like scope the land out, which is sweet. I heard it's doable for me who gets motion sickness really bad. However, the Dragon Racers Rally Ride looks like something I just do not want anything to do with. So that seems a little bit more intense. By the way, as I'm talking, I just got 3 eggplants. They're popping in now. Work just got out by the time, like we're recording right after when work gets out on the East Coast. People are listening. So
you know what we need to start doing this way that I want to know when people are actually listening. So maybe this is a good way to like, hey, DM Jarrett, and then I can watch what time all
hey,
these things are coming
from 3
in.
To 4, I got 6 eggplants.
It's hot. Release the episode in the afternoon. Okay.
That's a good great. Call.
Good. It's good.
It's good. But no, the rides look cool. This looks beautiful. It looks like a beautiful land. I'm so excited. I like that they're doing this in waves where we get to go land by land and just get excited every few weeks or whatever they're doing. So, yeah, it's cool. I can't wait for Epic Universe already, but once they get into like the villains land and stuff, that's going to be fun. So, or the monsters, sorry. I said villains. Villains are on my mind for March Magicness, but okay. Anything else, y'all? Feel good? I've got a question of the week real quick. Ooh. All right. I just saw this on a random post on Instagram and I was dying laughing, but I also could not wrap my head around what the answer is. Have you heard the Pinocchio question? Did you see that? It was a bunch of dudes and they were debating. And this is the question. What would happen if you were hanging out with Pinocchio right now and he told you that he was going to make his nose grow at this very moment? What would happen? What would happen?
What do you mean what would happen? Like,
if he said, I'm going to make my nose grow right now, what happens?
I mean... Ooh, that's actually okay. I see why this is tricky. Because is this some like secret joke? I don't know.
It was literally just a bunch of bros hanging out and the guy asked it and they were like arguing about it. And I was like, that's a legit question. I can't wrap my head around it. Like,
so I feel
did
like
I tell a lie?
Would he just die?
No,
he's broken. He'd be broken.
No, I feel like he's telling a lie. Like, I can make my nose grow, which is a lie.
But
so then it would grow because he told a lie.
Okay, but it wouldn't be a lie if his nose grows.
But so how did you word the question?
All right.
Because wording is
Pinocchio,
everything.
Say I'm Pinocchio.
Okay.
Hey, guys, just a heads up. I'm going to make my nose grow right now.
So he's saying I'm going to make my nose grow.
Watch as I make my nose grow right now. Watch as I make my nose grow right now.
Watch as I make. Okay, so if he says, "Watch as I make my,"
I'm gonna make. Yeah, I'm gonna make my nose grow right now.
Nothing would happen.
But that would mean he just lied. So wouldn't his nose grow?
But if he's just saying, like, "Watch me do this," he's not blatantly saying, like, "I am going to do this."
Okay, here, I'm going to make my nose grow right now.
Then that would be a lie, and it would grow.
But it wasn't a lie, because that would be if it was growing, that's a lie. But he just said, "I'm going to make it grow," so it's not a lie.
But he's not technically making it grow. The lie is making it grow.
Yeah, but what he just said wasn't a lie then.
Is there a right answer? Are we just going
to... I don't know what the right answer is.
If Tigger said, "I'm going to bounce," I'm Tigger and I'm going to bounce.
Corey, this is a different scenario. Just bounce. I think he could just... I don't think it's just when... It's not when he lies, he bounces. The only way Pinocchio can grow his nose is to lie, but his statement wouldn't allow him to lie to grow his nose. But he's saying, "I'm gonna grow my nose."
I don't
think about it. Just think.
Was there another question of the week? Or
no, this I heard this one. I just want this to be question of the week. I did see another one from Barstool that I was listening to, and I was like, this is actually a pretty good one too. Wait, I could ask this one real quick. What do you do with you get a loaf of bread? What do you do with the end pieces?
Throw them out.
You just throw them out. Corey. You toss them.
Yep. Toss them out.
You know what I do? I get a knife and peanut butter and I just get peanut butter on it and I'll just eat the bread.
That's
peanut butter.
Disgusting.
I can't throw stuff out if it's good. It's a good piece of like bread.
Well, it's not good. Toast? That's why we throw it out.
Did you make toast? That's sad. No. I think a larger population just throw out a piece of bread.
My number two option would be to rip it up into pieces and like throw it out in my backyard for the birds.
Oh, I do have ducks.
I feel like that. I feel like that's what 5-year old Corey would have done back in the day. Took it to the duck pond.
If you're a friend of mine on old Snapchat, you'll know that every time I go in the backyard, I've got two duck friends now that they literally will swim in the channel that's like behind in our backyard, and they come walking up every time I walk in the backyard because I started feeding them bread. So kind of cool. Dick Van Duck and Aretha Quacklin are what I've named these ducks. I obviously have no life. So this
did you
is
come
what
up with these names by yourself?
Yeah, Aretha Quacklin and Dick Van Duck.
I will give you major credit for that.
Thank you. I thought those were pretty cool. Aretha Quacklin was a little tough. I couldn't think of like a good, because one is a male and one's a female. So I couldn't think of like a good duck name for a female. But Aretha Quacklin, just saying. Okay. All right. Anyways, let's get into it. Okay. We're going to be heading around the world, which is always one of my favorite things to do. Corey.
I was going to suggest something.
What do you got?
Wait. Keep doing your intro, but before we actually go around the world, tap me back.
All right, I got you. So this is something I know as a local, when I go to the parks or people invite me to the parks and I join them, I think like 90% of the time it's Epcot. So like a lot of experience here going to Epcot and walking the countries, whether we're drinking around the world, which usually isn't the case, otherwise I'd be flat broke. But even just going around, we all have our preferences of a drink in the different countries that way. It's kind of like our go-to, also like a snack or like a food item that when you get to this country, I feel like I always have to get this food item or snack. So what I did is I asked all of our team here, what is your go-to drink or food in each country at Epcot? So, and I'll tap you here soon, but the way I was going to do it was let's go around the countries, each country, let's all discuss what is your go-to. Now we all didn't have like go-tos for each country. Some countries you might skip. Some countries I just don't prefer the food. I just move on. Some countries I just, you know what? I don't really get a drink there. So I just kind of skip through it. That's totally okay. So I didn't like force them to have to say something for each country, but I think we just go through each country and we are going to give you our advice as far as what you should get for each country, whether you're hungry, whether you're thirsty. I think all of the beverage items are alcoholic beverage items. So just know that. This is for 21 and up when it comes to the drinking. But yeah, Corey, tap, tap.
You know, as the good old producer in me would highly suggest here, the common theme is, and hopefully I know at least for two of us here in this on this episode, we're going left. We're starting in old Mexico. But the producer in me says, you know what? We should build, you know, on the opposite side. We should start in Canada and work our way around to Mexico. Because I don't need people listening to Mexico and then shutting this bad boy off. That's right. No. We're going to start in Canada here tonight and work our way around so that you listen to the whole episode and find out how you, too, can win a bag of Captain Coffee here tonight. In Mark's favorite place, Mexico.
Yeah.
We're Blue the Raptor.
Or not even. We're not going to tell you what country. You have to listen.
Oh.
And we'll do a random country. Let's do Canada. I agree. And listen, this is, I know it's probably unpopular opinion. I am a go right guy when it comes to this. These two are go left. All I can say is when you go to Epcot and there's a festival going on, just remember the order of the stands in the booklet you can get for the festival. It's always starting in Canada. Just
Jared, this is why people think you're trash.
Just they probably
this
heard
that.
This
is why like, we got a 1-star review.
Yeah,
because...
I'm sorry. Some people know. Some people know the way. So let's do it. Let's start in Canada. We're gonna head on over to Canada. So we're walking in, taking a right. Me personally, I like to park at the boardwalk, so I actually take a little left here a little bit, and then I come back. Ooh. But yeah, you know, just a little trick for the trade there. But we're gonna head into Canada. And let's just say, first off, I just want to iterate this. Mark is just a crazy man when it comes to the parks. That dude doesn't eat. He doesn't drink. He doesn't. That dude just does attractions and leaves. Like that dude does. He just zips through everything. So Mark literally said he had one food item, no drinks, no foods. The only thing I think he's even tried and he enjoyed was in Mexico, he had the empanadas. That's all I'm going to say. That's all he... So that way I don't even have to worry about skipping his turn in Mexico. So he loved the empanadas. He didn't have any other suggestions for anything else because, again, if you are a foodie, do not hang out with Mark in the parks because you would not have a good time. That's it. So, all right, we're in Canada. I have Piper's list here as well. I'll start with hers. And then we can kind of discuss ours. But Piper said for a food, the beer cheese soup and the mussels at Le Cellier, which I told the team we're looking more towards like quick service stuff, like something you might grab and go sort of thing. Not like, yeah, we're going to go to a beer garden in Germany and eat food for 2 to 3 hours or something. These are just foods and drinks that we just kind of grab. We have fun. We're walking around the world, stuff like that. So this was kind of a, you know, beer cheese soup is often for the festival thing. It's not really like available, I don't think, at like anywhere for like quick service stuff, like quick. And I said we're excluding festival stuff. So this was kind of a cop out. I don't know if we should even say that for Piper because I don't think it counts. But just so you know, if you are at the festival, she loves the beer cheese soup, which I do too. She also is a huge fan of the mussels at Le Cellier. If you are ever eating at Le Cellier Steakhouse, she loves the mussels. But her drink was the Ottawa Apple, which is a very famous cocktail there. I think you can get it at the popcorn stand there, which basically in Canada, the popcorn stand's like the only place you can get anything if we're not talking about the festival booth. If you're just looking for something quick. So Ottawa Apple, I know that's very popular, but she is the only one, I think, on our team that said that. What do you guys have? What do you guys go with a drink or food in Canada?
So I completely skipped Canada. And I would like to preface this with, I am really picky. So if you're a picky eater, picky drinker, I am the one you're going to listen to this episode. I don't like beer. I don't like any sweet foods. I don't like a lot. So if you don't like a lot either, I'll have some good choices for you. But Canada, unless there's a festival booth, I really don't get anything in Canada.
Yeah, Corey, you said you have your own little like strategy, right?
Yeah, I'm a strategy guy when it comes to World Showcase. I'm definitely not the guy who's going from country to country to country to country, getting, you know, food and drink everywhere. There's a strategy to the madness. Now that we're going backwards, though, this is kind of throwing a little wrench in my, you know, but we're going to make it work. Jared, I do need your help here, though.
Okay.
You introduced me to a secret little spot last time you and I went to Canada. You took me up top. You took me up top to some little secret little, it was a quick bar type of deal. It was like quick drinks that you could get before you walked out to look at the waterfall and stuff like that. Do you remember this?
It was in that, that's not year round.
It's like a little nook.
Yeah, it's not, what I don't think that? It's year round. That was the, for the movie theater where you can watch like the far and wide, Canada far and wide or whatever. It was like the exit to Canada far and wide. But there was a festival and they had like a little thing in there that we like got drinks and stuff.
I feel like they just had some just bottles, like beer bottles, just
yeah,
ready to go.
I think they like threw that in there, but it's gotcha. Not like a,
dang, because yeah. It was such a cool little concept, because it was like, hey, go in here, grab a beer. Because I'm like Lindsay, I usually skip Canada. By this point, I've had a good time in the UK and I am done, ready to maybe head over to Living with the Land or Soarin' or one of these things. But I guess when they do have this, if you go up, which Canada is really cool, go up the steps, people. Go up the steps. Yeah, there's a cool little photo spot, which I know we're not talking about these kind of things, but to the left of this whole waterfall action that you can see of the Niagara Falls, there is a cool little spot that, you know, little classic Labatt blue. Nothing wrong with that. Little beer action there. But
so actually, Corey, I went there last weekend and they moved that tub of like, the tub of ice with like different kinds of beers.
Yes. Yeah.
They moved it down now. So it's where like the little shop is, like on the walkway, like just like when you're walking through Canada, there's like the little stand of like clothes and stuff. And now they have it there. So they have like Molson, Labatt.
Mm.
Yeah. So Labatt, Molson, I know, was yours.
Yeah. See, I like to be able to venture deep within these countries and find some cool action back there. But
I do recommend, that's a good call of like, when you get your stuff, do not just walk through Canada. Not many people know.
I don't
ever hang out with people that are like, let's go in the back of Canada here. Like,
never.
Nobody ever does. And it's beautiful back there.
It is.
So make sure you hit it up. I'm a Moosehead Lager guy. I feel like I don't know why. Like, it was like the first beer I ever got in the Canadian Pavilion. And I've just stuck with Moosehead Lager. That's just my go-to. You can get that at the popcorn cart, but so like with the draft and stuff. And then technically speaking, the refreshment outpost isn't really Canada, but they always have poutine in the refreshment outpost as you get started through the World Showcase right before you get into Canada. I'm counting it because I do have to get poutine almost every time. I love poutine. When you can get fries with gravy and cheese, let me tell you, it's classic. So. I'm a poutine Moosehead Lager. Piper did say if she gets to Canada, and let's just say she's going around the other way, she's kind of struggling, she's had a lot to drink, she also goes with a Labatt Blue, Corey. So nice. she's on Team Labatt there with
nice.
You. We did on Patreon, we did have someone say they enjoy the maple popcorn as well. I've actually never eaten it, but I always just, it smells so good, but I don't get popcorn that much when I'm in the parks. I really don't. But maple popcorn is good too. So there you go. So Canada, it sounds like we're all kind of going beer at this point. Piper went with the old Ottawa apple, a little cocktail. Now we're heading over to the old UK. And you know I love my Rose and Crown. It's the jewel, baby. Everybody knows my signature double rum and coke there every time. I don't know what it is with their cheap rum that they have. It's just their house rum. You get a little double rum and coke, especially if you get it in a tall cup, by the way. It's just the best because it's pretty big. So good. And they don't horse around when they pour a little double rum and coke. So you're getting your money's worth for sure. I actually don't eat much when I get to the UK. So I didn't really have a food that I go to a lot there. But what do y'all have as far as the UK? Anything in particular? Lindsay, I think you were blanked out on this one too.
So again, I'm not a very exciting person, but I technically do get something at the Rose and Crown, but the Rose and Crown has an open bar, essentially. So I just get my go-to drink, which, fun fact about me, my go-to drink is vodka Sprite / cranberry. It's really nice for your stomach, especially if it's hotter outside. It's really refreshing. It settles in your stomach well. So just that's my go-to drink. That's really all I get in
what
the
was
UK.
It, vodka Sprite?
Yeah, because I don't like soda water.
Love it. Okay.
Because bartenders kind of give me the little, like, the look, because I want Sprite, not soda water.
I get it. Okay. The old vodka Sprite. Corey, what you rocking at the old UK?
You know, I used to be a local. I used to be known at the old Rose and Crown. Unfortunately, I guess I'm just going to have to get back in there with a new shirt. But anyway, you know, it's a place that knows how to pour a good old Guinness. Guinness is just, that is my signature drink, 100%. Are we talking food yet, or are we just talking drinks?
Yeah, bring it on, man. What do you like?
I was
going
to say, I head over a little Yorkshire action, maybe a little fish and chips. Can't hate. It's not an every time, but I have to be kind of in a mood for it. But fish and chips will usually be the good time. Yorkshire County Fish Shop. So
love it. Yeah, but the fish and chips is great. I just never really eat it. I didn't want to put it because I don't usually get it. It's not a go-to, but it is delicious when you have it. I agree. Piper said the Pimm's Cup, which I think is kind of like something with Sprite, like same thing, like whatever Pimm's is. I don't know if it's a vodka or something, but it's the same thing with a Sprite. I think it's just a cocktail. So Piper's going hard here with cocktail, get things started. I like it. On Patreon, Nick said a double rum and cherry Coke. So this dude is just pulling a fast one on me and having a double rum and cherry Coke, which honestly probably wouldn't be that bad. I love cherry Coke. So that's a good one. And then Amy said Leaping Leprechaun. That's a very popular one there too, I think, as well. But yeah, double rum and Coke here. Pimm's Cup for Piper. Guinness for Corey. Lindsay, the old vodka Sprite. So we're all different here when it comes to the UK. But food option, Corey said fish and chips. There you go. Okay, heading on over to France. I'm telling you, this was the hidden gem that I have discovered all of a sudden with the hidden gem. But we can start here. I'm just going to say Piper did not have a food. She did say she loves to just get champagne in France. Otherwise, the Grand Marnier orange slush, which is just like, that's like the poster for like drinking in France, I feel, is the Grand Marnier orange slush. I will say I also had that. Corey, I think you said you also have that. So we love the orange slush. Lindsay was a little bit different. Lindsay, drink-wise.
I was going to say, I am not a fan of the orange slush. I mean, I'll drink it, but my favorite one is the citron or the citron, however you pronounce it. It's the lemonade one.
Yeah, now, the citron slushy.
This is where it like pained every bone in my body that you didn't let us put festival stuff on here. I need to give an honorable mention to the frozen hot chocolate martinis at Festival of the Holidays. It's like it tastes like a Chick-fil-A milkshake, and it's the most delicious thing.
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
If you've never had that slushy during the holidays, you need to, because it's so good. But yeah, the citron slush is my favorite. And are we doing food now too? Or
yeah, rock out the food.
So
I feel like a lot of food, by the way, we all had food options minus Piper here. So food is good. This is a good spot to like, let's take a break from the drink. Mm-hmm. Let's get some food. All right. What do you have
for food? France is a very underrated spot to stop and eat. Cause if you go back to that bakery, they have a lot of like different sandwiches, pastries, things like that. My personal favorite is the croque monsieur. It's just a toasted ham and cheese. But one other thing we do, and this was getting a lot of hate on TikTok last year, and I really don't know why, they sell baguettes for like a couple bucks.
That's mine. That's my hidden gem.
It's like just a good thing to grab, especially while you're drinking. You guys can all share it and just kind of keep your carbs and, you know, keep your carbs in your stomach and things like that. I don't understand why it got a bunch of hate last year, or if it was just like.
It was so good. And I'm telling you right now. So yes, this is such a steal. Steal, especially if you're drinking around the world, like you said. Listen, you're balling on a budget, whatever. I went with two others from my softball team, and we went to Epcot, and we were obviously like, we were a little toasty, but not bad. But One of them told me, you got to get the baguette, man. You got to go and get the baguette. It was $3.95 for a full baguette that was like, I don't know, it was like a foot long, like foot long baguette. And they give you butter and all that stuff, like little sticks of butter. And I'm telling you, we had our drink, we had our baguette, we just sat at the table, and it was just so funny because we all ended up getting like half baguettes, which were like $2.95 or something. And we were all just literally holding and eating like a baguette, just like savages. But all of us had like, but so cheap, $3.95 for like a full baguette. There's, you could probably share that with like four people. It's just big. So that is a steal. If you are paying attention, listen, you're again, balling on a budget, get the full baguette. You will not be disappointed. I don't know how to pronounce the place, but it's in Leales Boulangerie Patisserie in the very back. Very yep. back where you can get the sandwiches. Corey, you love this spot.
That's my place.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I mean, like you said, I mean, I think you both hit it. I mean, anytime you can get just a good old heaping portion of bread in your system, especially after the orange slush, any of those croissant sandwiches back there, they will help you big time. When I'm talking strategy, you're going to want one of these bad boys. And just like Jared said, head all the way to the back of France. I don't know how to pronounce it either, but the croissants, there's plenty of ham and cheese options back there. They are delicious, and they will soak up all that goodness.
They'll get you going. Patreon, we did have a good suggestion. If you're like kind of like right when probably like in the morning still when you get over to France, it's a great spot to get a morning mimosa, someone said. And you can also get a croissant breakfast sandwich there. So if you're looking for a good like breakfast spot at Epcot, maybe that's a really good spot. I've never had their breakfast sandwich there, but I'm guessing it can't be bad. We all love the sandwiches there. It's good. A lot of people mentioned the ice cream martini. Is that similar to what we're talking about? Is that a different thing?
So the ice cream martini is literally they put like a scoop or two of ice cream in a martini glass, and then they pour like your choice of alcohol on top.
Oh, okay.
So it's literally like ice cream and alcohol.
Cool. All right. Well, that's a good one too, but Patreon coming out. They love their ice cream martini. So love it. Okay. So this is a good food spot. We got our food. We're going to head on over to Morocco. I will say no one picked food at all, which as like a quick option, I think there's only just the one place there, the grill, which you can get like chicken kebabs and stuff, but they're not bad, but I don't know. It's just, I feel like maybe I just load up on bread and stuff at France and now I just don't really need food in Morocco. But we all kind of went with like a drink here instead. So this is not really a food spot for us. I want to say this also was a result from last week. I don't really like a lot of their cocktails that they do because a lot of it is, I don't know. It's like, I don't know. I can't really explain it, but we got this shot that they made. This is our shot. So I was not being very smart, Corey, like you. I went with a shot here, the white tea shot. If you ever ask for a white tea shot, so good. And it just a quick shot and we're moving on. That's all I need in Morocco. You guys have anything for Morocco here?
I got nothing.
Actually, no one really had anything. Piper had sangria, which is probably smart.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, I know there is a cast member special.
I don't know if they do it anymore, man.
You know, who knows what happens. But if you go up there, even if you're not a cast member, just say, hey, let me get the tornado and see what happens. That's all I'm going to say. If you go to Morocco, it's that first little cart there on the right-hand side. If you're obviously coming from, what, Japan? Yeah. But ask them right there, let me get a tornado and just see what happens. Just see what they say. They might do it. And you'll be feeling great going to France and getting that baguette where you get that orange slush. So there you go. Tornado Morocco.
Yeah, that's we did have a couple people on Patreon say the strawberry daiquiri and then the strawberry cider, which probably isn't bad. I'm not a huge strawberry, like, I don't know, strawberry person when it comes to like drinks and stuff. But if you are, those are probably some good options. Someone also mentioned the Morocco mule. Never had it, but if you like a good mule, maybe that's the option. But yeah, for me, I just rip a shot. Let's move on. That's how I do it in Morocco. So Now we'll head on over to Japan. This was another one. We had some food options. We had some drinks. I do think this is a spot where you need to cherish the Japan land. You got the cool store. That store is probably one of the better stores. Maybe the best store. I don't know.
You know, probably need to do an episode on, like, outside of, like, food and drink, like, hidden gems to see type of deals around Epcot. Because, yeah, we could definitely talk about some of these just can't miss spots within each of these countries. So.
Yeah, Mark probably shouldn't be on that episode. No, either, he won't.
Not gonna happen there.
So Corey and I are on the same page. Actually, Corey, I think we might have gotten this together. For food, little miso soup, man.
Got to do it. It's delish.
The miso soup is so cheap. Again, it's like $4 or whatever for like a soup. But I know a lot of times it's hot at Epcot, but I don't even care. Miso soup just hits.
Yeah, it does.
And that's located, if you go into the pavilion and the back left or whatever, when you go up those stairs, that quick service Katsura Grill, I think it's called Katsura Grill. That's also where Corey and I had the same exact menu for this, a Sapporo draft beer and miso soup. So Corey, we're on the same wave.
That's me. Sapporo every time in Japan.
Yep. Sapporo. I will say the most popular by far drink is the violet sake. Lindsay, you were one of them. Piper also said violet sake. Everybody from Patreon who said also said violet sake. So that seems like the best drink. Unless you want a beer, get Sapporo.
Yeah, violet sake by far is the best. And don't let the fact that it's sake scare you. Because it scared me, but it doesn't taste like sake at all.
Just don't get the hot sake. That is disgusting.
No, hot sake is terrible. It's
disgusting. I don't know who would like that. Some people say they do. I think this is newer. I was introduced to this past Saturday. Do you ever go up? What's the bar going up the stairs on the right? Or the restaurant? Not Teppanito.
I mean, are you talking about the quick service up on the left?
No, the hibachi. Like if you go up the stairs up the right, above the store.
Oh, isn't that Teppanito, isn't it?
Is it Teppanito still? I think it's a new place, right?
Okay, now it's hold.
Find the answer. But apparently, this is what we found out. There is a walk-in bar up there. So if you're looking for like a really good, these were very strong when we went, but you can actually, there's a cocktail like walk-in bar that also has beer. So if you're looking for like a unique little spot that's pretty quiet because nobody really knows about it, if you walk into the restaurant up those stairs, take a left, there you go. There's like a little like to-go bar that you can order cocktails, beers.
What are you talking about?
You've been there?
I think so.
Dude, I didn't know it existed.
We were last pod trip because we were kind of like going off the beaten path waiting for Illuminations. And I want to say while we were up there, there was like, I didn't dabble, but I could see. I was like, oh, who knew?
Had no idea.
Who knew?
Interesting. But I'd still rather get a Sapporo. Wait, what was it, Lens?
Okay, so, I mean, I know you guys, the listeners can't see. I mean, I don't know if you guys can see that either. Essentially, like, you go up the steps, and it's like Teppanito is all the way to the left. Then there's Tokyo Dining right in the middle. And then to the right, I think, is that new place, the Shikisai.
Yeah.
All right, I'm not on the bottom floor. In Japanese,
I don't know.
Sorry to all our listeners in Japan.
I'm sorry.
Three restaurants we're trying to... That's a lot. But yeah, just so you know, if you're trying to just get away from the norm, check out that little to-go bar up there. But okay, Sapporo, if you like beer, violet sake, if you like cocktails. Lindsay, I think you said the California roll. Is there a spot to just get like quick sushi there?
Yeah, again, I don't know the name of the place, but if you go into the pavilion, you know how Teppanito and everything's on the right?
Yeah.
It's kind of tucked in the corner. There's where you buy violet sake and all that, there's a little staircase to the left. And yeah, there's a little quick service up there. There's bathrooms up there.
Katsura Grill.
It's a really nice place to go if you also just need a quiet place to sit, because they got like fairy lights up there, trees.
They have different sushi
rolls and stuff. One of my friends literally just got a side of rice one time because she just needed to eat something. But yeah, my go-to is a California roll, but it depends on the mood. They have different sushi rolls you can get, and they're all very basic, like a vegetable roll or a tuna roll. It's nothing extravagant there.
Yeah, that side spot. That's where, like, I do recommend. That's the best spot to, like, relax, get in that little Zen garden area with, like, the little waterfall and, like, the lights you said. It's a great, just, like, let's get away from the chaos here a little bit and just enjoy a little quiet.
Yeah.
But there you go. I loved Japan Pavilion. Definitely high up there for a
good
lot
time.
To see.
It's a good time.
Let's head into the old U.S. of A, ladies and gentlemen.
America. US of A,
let's go.
Can I interject here and say I'm triggered every time I hear that song? Because prior to living here, I had to do things the old-fashioned way. Whenever I was on hold with Disney, that was the song playing.
Wait, so really? That's awesome.
I have tragic memories of being on hold for an hour and a half just
You're
hearing
just, like,
America
panicking inside
on repeat, and I can't do it anymore. That
what about
in Canada.
What about the two brothers, one wear
I never
blue
got that
and
one
wore gray? Do you remember that song? Like the Civil War song?
I know that song, but I never had to
listen
to it on hold.
That's a sad song, but great attraction. But yeah, we'll head in the U.S., as far as food goes, Corey, we had Patreon was kind of on board with you.
Yeah.
You got the old funnel cake, eh?
Funnel cake stand. If you're coming from Japan, it's going to be on your right. If you're headed to Japan, it's going to be on your left, but it's just time for something sweet, something different right there. I mean, they have a lot of great options for food, which I'm sure will come up here in a minute from Regal Eagle. But you can't go wrong with just a quick little, if you're going to get something sweet on the whole roundabout there, you can't go wrong with a classic funnel cake. And they got different options for those funnel cakes too, but funnel cake.
Yeah, I feel that. Lindsay, you went the kids route here. Lindsay went the kids route at Regal Eagle.
Yep. What is more American than chicken fingers and fries?
Yeah, that's it. You can't go wrong.
This is honestly my Disney go-to. If I don't know what I want to eat, chicken fingers and fries, so good, so American. You can't go wrong.
That. I feel it, though, and I totally get it. Yeah, you can't go wrong with chicken tendies, ever. Just ever. But I didn't put a food. I think most of the time with festivals, which is basically year round, I usually eat at the booth that's there. So I don't really ever eat at like Regal Eagle. I will say Regal Eagle is great. I actually really enjoy it for being like a quick service. It's a good food option. I've had like their brisket and stuff or whatever, and it's good. It's very good. So I highly recommend if you're really hungry, but I didn't really want to put anything because I don't really have like a go-to there. As far as drinks go, we were kind of split on cocktails and beer. I feel like you can go either way. So at the Regal Eagle, they do have that bar outside. Great spot if you're looking for like a refreshing drink. So anything frozen when it's super hot out. I personally said the frozen mint julep. I just think it's really good. But any of the frozen drinks for me, it's good. I probably mix it up a lot. I don't really go just frozen mint julep, but I just put that one. Lindsay, you had the blueberry moonshine sour.
Blackberry. Moonshine
blackberry.
Sour.
You did say blackberry. Yeah.
So again, this is another one I was so scared to try because I don't like moonshine, but my friend insisted. And again, it's really good. I will also give a warning. I am a lightweight. And if you are also a lightweight, this drink will definitely give you that buzz you're looking for. It's really good. It is strong. So I do recommend it again if you're a pickier drinker like me.
I get it. Corey and Piper were on the same page again with their beer.
Corey. Yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong. I mean, a classic. Now, here's the thing. I mean, if I'm in America, I'm not probably going to get too crazy. So this is another good, just nice little beer spot. Little Sam Adams, it's not going to make or break you at all. At least it shouldn't. But it's a good old Sam Adams Boston Lager action. But I will say, and correct me if I'm wrong, maybe it's back, or maybe it's never coming back. I don't know. But one of the greatest drinks in Epcot history that I actually got in America was the Arendelle Aqua. This drink was fire. I think it was a festival drink, probably. I don't know what the deal was. Apparently it's not there anymore. Maybe it is.
It was a limited edition.
Yeah.
But bring back the Arendelle Aqua. Put it in Norway, if anything. Let it live with the frozen life. I don't know. But gosh, one of the greatest drinks in the history of Epcot drinks.
Yeah. So, yeah. Sam Adams. Piper also said Sam Adams. Patreon was on the same wavelength here. Funnel Cake and the Moonshine Sour, actually. So both of those. So there you go. You got our opinions for the U.S. of A. Heading into Italy. I will say for food options, I think the only food option we really have is pizza. And that's really okay. I've been there a couple times now. The pizza window just doesn't seem to ever be open. I don't know if they're just closed it down or if it's just my bad luck every time I get there. But if all that's available really is like sit down via Napoli, which is very good, by the way, we can't really put a food item here because there's really not a lot of like quick items here to get. So if you're looking for food, you might not want to depend on Italy if you're kind of moving quick with the countries and stuff. And if it's a festival, by the way, if there's a list of like top 10 things I just hate at the parks, the Italy booth for every festival, I hate so much because the food's so expensive. They barely give you anything. And most of the time it doesn't taste good at all. Just saying.
I would like to interject and also pretty much agree with Jarrett.
Yes.
There was one good thing at the Italy booths. I work with 6-year olds all day. They had, it was arancini, but risotto balls. I love risotto balls. I make risotto balls. They took them away. So now there is nothing good at that stand. Do not waste your money. If you guys get anything out of this episode, any festival, do not go to the Italy booth. It is so overpriced. It tastes like stuff I could make at home. Like I could buy a box of pasta at Walmart and make that myself at home for a whole $2. Do not waste your money. The drinks, however, at the festival stand, 90% of the time are the drinks they have anywhere else in Italy. So drinks, fine, but not food.
Truth. So please just listen to us here. So again, food kind of tough here. If they don't have the pizza window open, and when they do, it's usually super, super long, but if you want pizza, it's good. As far as drinks go, we did have, Piper and I both said, and this is one of my favorite drinks, I think on the route is the espresso martini that you can get if you go into the Tutto Gusto wine cellar. So if you go in the pavilion to the left, just past the fountain, you'll see the Tutto Gusto wine cellar. That's my favorite spot in there. Again, espresso martini is so, so good there. I definitely enjoy it. Piper agrees. Lindsay, you have a different little cocktail.
Sorry, I like blanked on what it was for a second. I love the Italian margarita. Again, another drink I was terrified to try. It is limoncello and whatever a margarita is.
Yeah.
Essentially. Again, it is a very dangerous drink. You will be filling it after one because, again, lightweight. But it is very good. Not much more to say about it.
I can't do limoncello. I don't know what it is. I did like a shot of it or whatever. And it's just so like sticky. It's messy.
No, I don't like shots of it either. I do not like limoncello.
Maybe I'll try the margarita. Maybe
no, try time. It.
But the espresso martini slaps every time for me. But okay, Corey, you said screw it. No Italy.
No Italy.
All right. We're on to Germany. Germany is a clutch spot, by the way. If you're a little hungry, snack, you want some food. This is definitely for us. I think actually Lindsay's the only one who didn't pick beer. You do a nice little Riesling, it looks like. But we all went beer. We all have different preferences for our beer. I go Beck's Pilsner. Corey, you're the only one with the old Dunkel.
Bro, you got to go Dunkel. Come That's on.
Dark, man. I don't like the dark beer, man.
You gotta go. You gotta go.
Borsteiner Dunkel. Piper went the Hefeweizen grapefruit beer, which is probably the most popular there. And then for food, basically everybody said jumbo pretzel. So they're on team jumbo pretzel. I know, Corey, you're heavily into that. I actually say the bratwurst and chips at the old Summerfest. If you go to the very back of the pavilion, I love just getting the brat with their homemade chips or whatever they are. They're so good. So good. But this is a food spot for me for sure. During my trek around the world drinking, this is a good spot to get some food. So, yep, jumbo pretzel. This is your carb loader. This is the carb loader, is Germany. So, nobody mentioned the old outpost, my old outpost. I said I do get a beer at the outpost, but it's technically not a country, I know. So,
I was gonna say it's not a country,
but I do stop there every time and get a beer. So, I'm just one-upping. I'm just one-upping and just pushing my limits when it comes
to You know to what I get drink. At the outpost?
What?
A good old Barks root beer.
Oh.
Good old Barks root beer.
Okay. They do have like a frozen rum and Coke or something like that. Like something elephant, but which sounds so good, but I never get it. I always just get a beer. Okay, China. We head to China. This is another great, really the rest of them are all food spots for me. So this is a good way, like if I'm going from right to left, Canada to Mexico, now's when like I start to soak some things in with all the booze I've had around the world. So I'm going to get my foods in. Heading into China, I love the orange chicken. You just get an orange chicken meal. You can usually share that with a couple people. It's massive for what the cost is. I love the orange chicken meal at the quick service there, the Lotus Blossom Cafe. I also just go beer. I go Lucky Fu Pale Ale for beer. So Corey, do you go anything in China?
China for me is just the old Tsingtao beer.
Oh yeah,
it's Tsingtao. Very Sapporo, very Sapporo like. But yeah. You can't go wrong with a little Tsingtao, which I don't know. I mean, you should be able to just. I don't know if you have to go in the Nine Dragons to get that, but
no, I think you can get it outside.
You should just be able to get it.
You can get it outside. Yeah,
Tsingtao.
Yeah, I love the Tsingtao.
Just love saying it.
It's just you just love saying it. Lindsay, you go on the sweeter side of life when it comes to the cocktail here. So actually, you and Piper agree on this one as far as the drink goes.
Okay, so I need to say something first. I had a go-to drink in China for years. 4 years. And it was the Cantaloupe. And it's at the Joy of Tea stand. I went to get it back in like February, and they were like, oh, it's discontinued. We don't have it anymore.
Oh, no.
And I literally, like, I think I stared silently at this man for like a solid 2 minutes. Like, I was waiting for the ha-ha, JK. So my heart is shattered over that. But now, yeah, my go-to is Kung Fu Punch. Again, it will Kung Fu you right on your bottom. Another strong one.
Great.
And food-wise, the Joy of Tea stand also has egg rolls. Again, a good quick snack if you need it. And anything at, I don't even know what the quick service is. Oh my God, what the quick service name is. Lotus Blossom. Yeah, pretty much it's anything you could get at a Chinese restaurant. So
yeah. And it's, again,
it's so good. Anything there is a good go-to. Can't go wrong,
and the price is good.
Yeah, exactly.
Patreon did mention the egg rolls as well. So great choice for food if you're just looking for a quick snack. They also mentioned plum wine, which is something I probably would never try because I don't like wine, but it sounds interesting. So yeah, I'm out on that. But Kung Fu Punch definitely seems like the popular sweet drink for sure if you're into sweet drinks and not beer. So couple left. We're on two left. We're heading into Norway. And in Norway, we are all minus – actually, we all mentioned this, the Viking coffee.
Mm.
The Viking coffee is so good. It's just delicious. Especially if you're starting the day like around Mexico first. Like, I mean, you're getting to your coffee spot. It's kind of in the morning still, or like early afternoon. Great way to get started. But you can't go wrong with Viking coffee.
But which one?
What does that mean?
Don't they have iced and then they have frozen.
Oh, yeah. I think I get frozen.
The frozen one better.
I'm a frozen guy. That's a good call. I actually never had the ice because I think frozen just always looked better. But yeah, so good. We all went Viking coffee. Corey, I just wanted to mention, you mentioned Ass Pilsner. That's gone. They don't have that anymore.
See what I mean?
They took it out. One of the funniest things ever was going to that stand, and it literally just had a sign that said, like, it is pronounced like ass or something, not ass. Just because every single person made that joke or would say it. So, but no, Corey, the Ass Pilsner is gone. It is just Viking coffee, which you can find in the Kringla Bakery Old Cafe. All of us, like I said Viking Coffee. So this is your go-to spot for sure. As far as foods go, a lot of us said pastry stuff inside that Kringla as well. School bread is still low-key one of my favorite desserts I think you can find on Disney property. I love the school bread. It's just got like a really cold custard in the middle with coconut. So if you like coconut and custard, get the school bread. You will not be disappointed. We also had some people mentioned a Kringla pastry and then the chocolate Kringle. I don't know what exactly that is, but Patreon mentioned the chocolate Kringle. So yeah, there you go. Okay. So that's more sweets. That's very sweet side, dessert-ish kind of foods in there. Now we head to Mexico. We all love the tequila apparently. So, which I guess is basically all you can get minus beer, but La Cava or frozen marg, Stan? What do you all prefer when it comes to getting your margs?
I prefer the frozen margarita stand because, again, I'm very boring. I don't like anything too adventurous. And I feel like a lot of the margaritas in La Cava are too adventurous for me. I don't even know how to describe it. But I love the good old Fiesta margarita from the frozen margarita stand.
Yeah.
And here's another little tip. And I don't know if this is allowed, but I'm a very slow drinker too. I always have like one of my like, what is it? Yetis or metal tumbler. And I'll put my frozen margarita in there and then I'll just kind of sip on it as I'm walking around the World Showcase. It stays nice and cold. I don't see what would be wrong with that because I'm not bringing anything in nor leaving with it. But if you're a slow drinker like me, there's a little tip for you.
That's good. I actually used to be team frozen margarita. I would just get like a classic lime margarita. But Corey, we're on the same page again, bud. We're on the same page when it comes to our margarita.
Okay, good. Because I was going to say, I think the outside carts are just, it's like the equivalent to me of going to some really like nice resort in Mexico and somehow you're at the pool all day and you're just throwing back drinks and nothing happens. And you're like, these are just straight sugar with fun names. I feel like you have to go into La Cava. You got to get lucky. Sorry if there's a long line and stuff like that. But if you're able to wait in the line, La Cava just does it right. Super authentic. They've got the bottles on deck right there, breaking them open in front of you. Yeah, there you go. As Lindsay mentioned, though, I mean, the menu can be overwhelming to where you're like, what do I even get here? And I hope I get it right because I'm spending, you know, anywhere from $17 to $23 on a drink. But to be honest with you, I will usually just go El Diablo. It's simple, a little lime juice, a little cucumber jalapeno juice. You get a little bit of everything in that drink. It's refreshing, salt on the rim. You're in a good spot. Every once in a while, I feel like they do have these random ones on there. But yeah, you cannot go wrong with
very
that.
Good.
Get some chips in there while you're there.
There you go. So I was just going to mention, I used to same thing. I used to be team. Let's just get a marg and get out of here. So Corey and I both said the El Diablo margarita, which has that little spice to it. It's got, I never was like a big fan of like jalapeno margaritas. I think I've eased into like enjoying that little kick in a margarita. Now I like that little kick to it, but so the El Diablo margarita is my favorite on ice. And then if you need to wait, whatever, an extra 10, 15 minutes to the side, usually if you're waiting for like a table in La Cava, do it. Like I recommend, even if there's a couple groups ahead of you and you got to wait a little bit, it's worth just getting that sit down. You're inside, you're out of the heat. You're in a nice fun spot in La Cava. The servers are always just like hilarious and fun. But the chips and guaco and queso and salsa, great spot to just get some chips and guac and or chips and con queso and just like relax and just, I guess if you can call it relaxing since you're having like tequila and just having a good time. It's more just fun. It's just so much fun inside there. I love it. And I have to say, we said El Diablo Margarita. Piper was kind of on the same page as me, and this is something if I'm looking to have like a really fun day at Epcot, I do get a margarita, but I also have to get a shot of the Ambar Blanco. It's always just so good. They always have like little tomato sauce with it or whatever to shoot it with. I really enjoy, I don't do shots of a lot of stuff that's like straight, I love Amber Blanco. That's exactly the bottle that La Cava gave me after we emptied it. Just saying.
Oh, I was there for that.
That was fun. That's you were there for that. So
I forgot about that.
I love that we have it. Piper said she enjoys a shot of the Casamigos tequila, which I think is George Clooney's tequila. But there you go. So Piper and I might be ripping a shot with our margarita in La Cava. But we all did say, as far as food goes, get the chips with queso or guac or whatever, and you'll really enjoy that. So, yeah. And then, Corey, you actually also said nachos grande, which is that the outside one?
Yeah, outside there on the right-hand side. What is it called? Like, that actually might be the – I think it is just the angel.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah. You can't go wrong. I mean, they have a bunch of just different options there, but I don't like to get too fancy, especially with the fact that I'm about to literally start this whole day off. So simple for me is just getting some chips, ground beef, yeah, some queso on top of it, old school, high school nachos grande action, if you know what I'm talking about. Sure. Just to put a little substance in the system before, you know, I kind of start the old venture and start putting some stuff down. So. Yeah. There you go.
Regardless, we're getting chips and some sort of queso or guac or salsa. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I put the chips and guac at the quick service stand outside.
Oh, yours was the quick service
as
well. I
don't even know if there's the same, but I never sit and eat in La Cava. So normally, because I like how at the Mexico quick service, like if you're lucky enough to get a table, because that's another place that's always crowded, you can sit right on the water. You can chill with your margarita and your chips and guac, and it's just good vibes.
Gotcha. I get that. Yeah, that's good. Love it. We just went around the world. We just gave you a bunch of great suggestions, our favorites. Patreon to all of you that participated, commented on that with your favorites. We appreciate you for that. Shoot us a message. Let us know if we missed anything. What's your like go-tos? Again, not something you've tried before and it was good. We want to know, like, when you go, you always have to have this food or this drink. That's the stuff we're looking for. But this was good. We actually had a good list. I love that a few of the countries, we were kind of on the same page here. A few of them, we all kind of had different things to say, which is a lot of fun. But I appreciate that. So, yeah, if you think of anything else, again, that are your go-tos, just let us know. Shoot us a message. And we always love to hear from you guys, anything that you feel we missed. Because remember, we're trash. So we might have missed something. But anything else? You guys have anything else? We just had a fun day at Epcot.
Yeah, we did.
There we go. But no, the day ain't done with Epcot. We're heading to pick our attraction for the old Wheel of Attractions. And guess what? We are heading to Epcot. So I figured it's themed. We got to stick with it. I'm going to go ahead. If you've never listened to us before, at the end of every episode, I like to ask the team to pick one attraction from a theme park. And basically, we just spin our random wheel of attractions. And if the wheel lands on the attraction that we guessed, we get a point. And the person at the end of the year with the most points wins. As far as our podcast goes, I have picked two correct attractions. So I am in the lead. And apparently, the one day that I miss, Lindsay gets picked the right one. So I still am calling BS, but I'll believe it.
What
when
do you
I
mean
see
calling
it.
BS? I'll You're the one who didn't share the screen when you got your quote unquote second win.
Yo, yeah, but you guys didn't share at all. You didn't share your screen at all with me. I never saw any proof.
Yeah, but
I
Mark sent a screenshot was doing it. You right think away. Mark was going to like rig the thing for me?
That's actually a good point. You're the last person for sure.
Exactly.
Probably get that. So, okay, we're going to spin the wheel. I did get Mark and Lindsay, Mark and Piper. Piper picked Living with the Land. Mark, of course, said something about Morocco. If you listen, you know exactly. It just, he's an idiot. But he also said Spaceship Earth. So Spaceship Earth will be Mark's. What do y'all have for me?
Figment.
Okay, Figment.
Gosh, man. I'm also, no, I won't do that. Dang it. Let me go.
It's tough. It's tough. And I'm sharing my screen this time.
I'm coming around. I'm watching it go around here. Let's go. Let's go Frozen Ever After. Why not?
Okay. Oops.
Yeah,
here we go.
He's going to cheat
delete,
again. He took the screen
delete Frozen
away.
Ever After. Let me share my screen.
I just want to verify that here. All of our options are
like
still
you
on there.
Share the sound. Yeah. There you go. The sound makes it just more fun.
I'm thinking about some sort of like cool music intro for it, to be honest okay. with you. I want to have
the spin
something.
Noise is great, but we should have like an intro to it. But... All right, Corey, what'd you go with? What'd you
I say? Went with Frozen Ever After.
Frozen. And then I'm going to, you know what? I'm feeling patriotic. I'm going to go American Adventure.
There you go. America.
Yeah. Now that we are singing it, it's bound to hit. It's bound to hit. All right. Patreon is also joining in on this. Just a heads up for the leaderboard for them. Connor Driscoll and Christine Barrett both are at 2 as well. So they all put in their guesses, but we're worried about us right now. So here we go. Spin the wheel. None of us are going to get this one.
Stupid Remy.
Dang it. Remy's Ratatouille Adventure is your winner. So if you guess that on Patreon, congratulations. You'll get a point. I will have that tally next week for you of the leaderboard if anybody picked Remy's. But we got blanked, y'all. We got blanked. But there you go. All right. That's it. Thank you to everyone. Here, thank you for recording, Lindsay and Corey, Piper and Mark. You're dead to me. You did not want to record this week, and you were busy, so that sucks. But now, thank you to everyone else who makes this stream a reality. Again, with Patreon and all of our technical stuff, we have some great people that help kind of behind the scenes there with that. So thank you to all of them. Thank you to the members of our Magic Mafia who have joined us on Patreon with a special shout out going out this week to our new members. Jenna Moody, Andrew Yoblonsky. We know Andrew.
Whoa.
We know Yoblonsky and Eric Hignite. We're excited to have you on there. So thank you again for your support.
I know Eric. That's one of my friends.
Oh, you know Eric? Oh,
yeah. He's a really great guy.
Oh, I love that. All right, cool. So, but yeah, thank you to all of you that just joined this past week. And last but certainly not least, on behalf of the entire team, we want to thank you all for listening to us and supporting us. And we look forward to talking to you next week here, where the magic happens. Goodbye, everyone.
Don't forget to go left.
Come on. Gotta have that in.
I was about to say, I was like, oh, Eric.